A recent survey called Sharps was administered to adolescents to look at risky teenage behaviors. At Tuesday's school board meeting, results from that survey will be reviewed. Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley says some of the obvious risky behaviors are decreasing in the Park City School District.
Some of the behaviors that of course you hear in the news, lots of teenage drinking, underage drinking, that actually those behaviors they're trending down in what we've seen in Park City. So it's encouraging that some of our outreach that we've been doing, the education programs, are actually working.
Each month, a different school in the district is highlighted and its math program is examined. This month, Treasure Mountain Junior High School takes its turn.
It is an effort to update the public in the changes that we're having to make within our math programs, and also being very transparent that we have work to do within our math programs, that we have student achievement levels that we need to grow and have higher performance, and also close that achievement gap with our students that aren't performing at grade level.
Conley says the way students are graded is evolving. It now will focus on competency in the subject. Dual language immersion will also be reviewed at the Tuesday meeting. Conley says the program itself is successful and strong. However, some of the staffing and curriculum components offer huge challenges, what she calls the ripple effect of how other programs get affected as more foreign language gets into secondary schools.
The dual language immersion program is absolutely fantastic. I mean, the ability to offer two languages in a district our size is something that the state even really recognizes. However, offering two languages, and now that it's going to reach the middle school level, it impacts staffing, it impacts the curricular program.
Finally, the school board will look at possible educational issues at the Utah State Legislature coming up at the end of the month. The only notable legislation at this point, Conley says, makes the school district stand to gain more funds. Finally, Conley says the school district administration is taking some time to closely scrutinize each program in the district.
Looking at our STEM learning, looking at PC CAPS and what we can do, taking that as our capstone program and working backwards all the way into our kindergarten. I would also say that the gifted and talented program, we've done an internal audit and there's going to be some recommendations moving forth with increasing opportunities for our gifted and talented and our higher performing students.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. School board meets Tuesday at 4 p.m. at the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.